From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins his next message in a series on the subject of prayer. The text is Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, in which the Lord Jesus warns his people against the vain repetitions of the heathen. For, he said, "Your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him." Yet God does not forbid his children from expressing the earnest desires of their hearts to him repeatedly. Certainly, the Bible is full of examples of importunity in prayer. Although God is fully aware of our needs, he never tires of listening to our heartfelt cries, for, as the title of this message declares, there is comfort and confidence in knowing that God knows. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly, but first he encourages those who wish to know more about God's way of salvation to ask for a copy of his booklet, A New Beginning, dealing especially with the burden of sin.
Over the years, I have known some very, very strong people. I have known strong men who could carry immense amounts of weight, huge burdens, with broad shoulders, and they could carry things that would make normal people quail with fear. I've seen many a slight woman who metaphorically had the strength of 10 men and could bear great burdens. When I say that, my mind goes to a very dear friend of mine who for many years was able to carry so many burdens, so many responsibilities. She could bear so much by the way of affliction, trouble, trial, disappointment, discouragement, without ever losing faith or joy or peace, and was always in a position to help others and encourage them. And I realized that strength is much, much more than something merely physical. So I'm sure that you also have met people, men and women, who are able, either physically or metaphorically, to show how broad their shoulders really are and what great burdens they're able to carry. So, broad shoulders can carry great burdens. But there's one burden that even the broadest shoulders ultimately cannot carry, and that is the burden of sin. Sin is a tremendous burden. We're told in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who is able to bear it and bear it away. Those of us who are sinners, and that's all of us, of course, we bear our sins, they crush us down, but we can never carry them away. We can never remove them. They are ever with us, day and night. Sin is with us. No matter what we do, we can never get rid of it. None of us has the strength to bear our sins away. But according to Isaiah 53, verse 6, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to do that. Because, said the prophet, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, what did he do with it? Did it bear him down? Did it defeat him? Did it grind him into the dust? No, sir. I read in John chapter 1, verse 29, and then again in verse 36, the words of John the Baptist, "The Lamb of God beareth away the sin of the world." He was able to bear not just my sin, but the sin of a lost world, the most crushing load the world has ever known. He bore it away. Now, if you are carrying a burden of sin and it's crushing you down, then there's something to be done about it. You can't carry it away. You can't get rid of it. But there is a place where you can get rid of it. There is one who can take it from you, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need rest from the accusing conscience, rest from the memory of unforgiven sin, rest and peace with God, if you need to have the burden of sin carried from your shoulders, then you need Christ. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, that may well describe you. "Come unto me," said he, "all you who labor, all you who are burdened down, you come to me." You don't have to get rid of your sin before you come. You don't have to get rid of your burden before you come. He's the one who'll do all that. He says, "You come with your burden, come with your sin, you come unto me, and I will give you rest." Christ bore away the sin of the world. He's the Lamb of God. He can deal with your sin. And he will lead you into the experience that John Bunyan described in Pilgrim's Progress when he came to the place called Calvary, and the great burden that he felt upon him rolled away, rolled away, rolled away, the chorus says, and the burden of my sin rolled away. Make sure you get to Christ, the great sin bearer.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning, to which Dr. Cairns made reference earlier in the broadcast. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Verse 19 of Psalm 22, and we read these last few verses of the psalm together. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. We finish the reading at verse 26. The Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. We return this morning to the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. We have been spending some time in this portion which teaches us the Savior's message about his people in prayer. We have looked generally at the section, verse 5 through verse 8, in which the Lord Jesus tells us very clearly the kind of praying God will answer. Then we have taken some weeks, many more weeks than I had anticipated, to look particularly at the first part of that general section. You remember that generally the Lord Jesus warns us against praying like hypocrites and praying like the heathen. We have been considering what it means. In verse 6, when the Savior says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Now we want to move on. We want to think of the second part of the Savior's teaching concerning repetitious praying. He says, "When ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." Now verse 8 is the verse I particularly want us to consider this morning. "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask." Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Now at the very outset, we must make one thing very plain. Mark it well. The Lord Jesus does not condemn all repetition in prayer. He does not give a blanket denunciation of repetitious praying. The only repetition that the Savior denounces here is vain repetition or empty repetition. Not for a moment does the Lord Jesus Christ condemn the repeated cries of a heart in agony or of a soul that's aflame with devotion and with adoration to God. The general and simple rule would be that as long as the lips express the active thinking of the mind and the earnest yearning of the heart, they are not uttering vain repetition. And I say that because so often God's people come under
a burden of guilt because they feel we cover the same ground in prayer again and again. Does not the Savior warn us against empty repetition? Yes, He does. But remember, as long as the words you're speaking express the yearning of your heart and the active thinking of your mind, your repetition, should it take place a million times, is neither vain nor open to condemnation. The Lord Jesus goes on here to tell us, when ye pray, say, and He gives us what we generally call the Lord's Prayer. I believe that Christians should pray that prayer. I believe it will add a depth to your prayer life if you learn to pray that prayer, syllable by syllable in the secret place. If you take it and ponder it and pray through it, I believe you will find not only does it continue to express the deepest needs and the greatest yearnings of a Christian's heart, but it will lead you ever more deeply into a communion and the knowledge of the will of God. So the repetition of the Lord's Prayer is something He actually enjoins upon us. Repetition in prayer is actually something that the Bible sets before us, and we should learn, for example, that repetition may simply be the continued expression of the desire of your heart. When a man continually repeats a certain prayer, it may merely be the expression of a great intensity. Or it may show that he has a deepening awareness of his need and of his soul's desires. Or it may simply be the faithful response of a soul that's under repeated assaults from Satan. And as often as Satan repeats an assault, then that soul may well respond in faith with the same cry to God. That's not vain repetition. That's very good repetition. You'll find Daniel prayed that way. If you read Daniel's prayer in Daniel chapter 9, starting at verse 5, going through verse 11, there's the deepening awareness of the situation for which he's burdened. And he starts off that section with the great confession, "We have sinned." Now the carnal mind would say, that's enough, you've told God that. But in the agony of his soul and in the depths of his yearning, Daniel says, "We have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. We have rebelled, departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments." Notice how he's piling one statement upon the other. Each of them ultimately means the same thing as far as mere language goes, but each of them is going ever more deeply into the intensity of the feeling of a soul in touch with God. He goes on to repeat himself a lot more, restating the sins of his people. But this is not vain repetition. Feel the intensity of Daniel's prayer when he gets to the 19th verse and he cries, "O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God." And again, the piling of statement or petition upon petition. What is it? It is simply the outpouring of the great depths of a heart in touch with God. You find the same thing when you follow Christ into Gethsemane. There you have prayer at its deepest. There you have spiritual conflict, the like of which the world never saw before and will never see again. The Son of God alone with His Father, with all the hounds of hell against Him, with Satan more than at any other time in history, concentrating every ounce of hell's energy to let loose against the mind and the heart of the Son of God. And such was the intensity of the conflict that the blood of Jesus Christ oozed through the very pores of His skin And he felt that physically he must die if this went on. And he cried, "Father, let this cup pass from me." He came to his disciples to find them sleeping. And he went back into that garden of agony to pray what? The same words. Not just for a moment, but for an hour. And then he went back again and spent another protracted period praying what? The very same words. There's nothing wrong in repeating the words, as long as they are the outpouring of the deep feelings of the heart.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.